The LBC Business Hour.
With BT, helping you to be there for the moments that matter in business.
This is the Business Hour now with BT here on LBC. Every week we'll be bringing you up to date with business news and ideas, offering advice to small businesses, startups, entrepreneurs, people with a business idea. So if that is you, then do call us now. This is very much an hour about you and your call. If you're starting up a business, you're thinking about it, maybe you're already up and running but you need some advice, give us a call. It's also a chance to give your business a bit of a plug at the same time. So we're quite happy with that. 0345 6060 973 is the number if you want to join in. And I'm joined by Emma Jones, business expert and founder of Enterprise Nation. Emma here to offer advice, but two experts for the price of one, because we also have our special guest in the studio, Mike Suter, chairman of Shortlist and Stylist magazine, and well known as one of those rather tough interviewers on The Apprentice as well. So welcome both.
Good evening.
Who's interviewing who this evening?
I don't think I'll be doing quite that sort of grilling, but I would like to know. I mean, we should talk about Mike and your story. We're here to help budding entrepreneurs as well. I mean, you must get asked all the time how do I do it? Is there any sort of starting point for you? I mean, is there such a thing as an entrepreneur, or can you make one?
I mean, I don't think you're necessarily born an entrepreneur. I mean, I didn't start my own business until I was 40 years old. So I kind of worked up in a corporate environment, and I only left the big company that I was in to start up a business because I kind of felt that my career path was, you know, a bit too limited. So, you know, entrepreneurs are, I guess, risk takers in that they're willing to kind of chuck it all in and they're willing to be judged by the rest of the world. But I think so long as you're confident enough that you have a good idea, I don't think there's anything particularly to stop you.
So you were part of a company first and then you went off on your own, which is that's not the traditional route, really, is it?
Well, it was the route that I took, and never mind work for a company. He was the editor of Smash Hits.
Wow. Yes.
Oh my goodness, he may have launched amazing magazines like Shortlist and Stylist since. I'm like, wow, editor of Smash Hits. But no, I think it is quite a casual, it's a usual route because you get the confidence, you get the contacts. But actually, Mike, that was a question for me, because I know you started Shortlist and Stylist with a co-founder and a partner.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that that's what people try and do? So you've got all the corporate background, you've got the contacts, you've got the little black book, you've got all this experience, which was amazing. But I think what's really worked for you is kind of the yin and yang of how you've worked with your business partner.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a business partner called Tim. We've worked together for over the last 10 years now, and we fit together really well. We're very complementary. He comes from a very strategic background. He's very research-led. I'm very hands-on and very operationally led. And as a result of that combination, it's meant that all of the inevitable problems that come up, we've been able to find a way to tackle together. And I can't think of anything more rewarding than that moment where you turn around to your business partner when you have successes and kind of be able to shake each other's hand and just say, well, we did this together. I can't imagine going out on my own. I don't see myself as a Richard Branson figure, but going out as a duo and then collecting a brilliant team around us as we did, that was for me definitely the way to do it.
But I suppose it also helps if you've got a co-founder that on the days maybe where you haven't got the successes and you're kind of like, oh, we didn't win that deal, we didn't get that person that we hired, then similarly it's kind of really useful to say, two heads better than one, I can go home still feeling all right about myself because I've just talked to somebody else about it.
Yeah, I think when you're running any business, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, it can be a lonely place because you don't necessarily have people that you can share the problems that you've got with and kind of brainstorm and work them through. When you've got a business partner who is equal to you in every respect, well, you really are in it together. So you do tend to solve those problems, and very proactively as well. So it allows you to kind of download that stuff at the end of the working day. And as you say, you go home, you relax, and you come in really refreshed the next day.
And I love it that this show is meant to be for people who do want that kind of second opinion, a second person.
Yeah. I must ask you about the interviewing with The Apprentice. It's my favourite part of that. I love all the grilling and so on. And although it's very entertaining, for me, I mean, there is a lesson there as well, isn't there? I mean, there is a point to all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole process is for somebody to get a really significant sum of money as an investment. And even though I think investors invest first in people and secondly in ideas, and that, if you like, is what The Apprentice does, it tests the mettle of somebody's character first, but then it has to test the strength of their idea as well. So, you know, it's a really intense day of interviews that all the candidates go through. And myself and the other interviewers really put them through their paces, because you can't leave anything to chance. If Lord Sugar, he's got a lot of money, but even he doesn't take investing £250,000 lightly.
No, so you've got to go through every little tiny detail, which you do, to make sure that it is not just all kind of talk, because some of the people you get, and you must find this anyway, Emma, that there are some people who can talk the talk, but they don't necessarily have all the backup behind them of the figures.
I mean, talk is good, because you've got to be out there, you've got to be pitching all the time. In fact, I love entrepreneurs who do kind of get out and about, tell people about their idea, but you're right, you have then literally got to go head home, execute, deliver on the sales, make sure the cash flow's fine.
I mean, is there a balance there between somebody who's really good at talking something up, but not overstating things at the same time, and you think, oh, God, this guy's full of it?
I mean, When people come to tell me about their launch ideas, they've got to start a business, they want to start something, the advice I always give them is to talk about it and keep talking about it, speak to everybody about it. And lots of would-be entrepreneurs sometimes make the mistake of trying to keep things to themselves, because either they are concerned that somebody's going to steal their brilliant idea, or in truth they're a little bit scared of being judged, because nobody likes to be rejected. But there's no way that you'll be able to create a successful business unless you've talked to people about it, heard what their objections are, their questions are, found out what they're enthusiastic about, what they're not. That way you can actually really put a brilliant business plan together and be really confident. So by the time you're in front of an investor who may have some money they can give you, you can pitch it properly. Mm. And you've heard all of the objections by that point. You know how to get over those objections. So it's really critically important. You can't keep the stuff to yourself.
So that's interesting, because when you came up with the idea for Shortlist and Stylist, I think I'm right in saying that you were the first people who said, actually, let's forget the cover price of the magazine. Let's get this out there for free. You didn't want it in the paper stands or the news agents. You said, let's do direct distribution. So this was new. This was innovative. So you were not nervous that kind of going to someone to say, invest in us, and they'd just say, well, actually, what a brilliant idea. We'll go and do it ourselves.
We couldn't do it. I mean, we raised £4 million to launch the business because it was so capital intensive. I mean, it was such a massive new enterprise that we had to be very confident about what we were doing. We had a great team of people behind us that I'd managed to put together. We had what we felt was a killer application, if you like, for an editorial proposition, for an intelligent men's magazine. And we felt that what we could offer both readers and advertisers was the opportunity to reach a really difficult to reach audience at high frequency, weekly, which had never happened in the men's market, and with a really, really high quality product, which again they hadn't really had. We wanted to create something that the readers would be really proud of, and that advertisers would be proud to be in.
So you got the idea, the team, application, brilliant. Did you get turned down by any funders?
We saw lots of different people. We were really lucky in lots of ways, because we went out for funding in early 2007. And if any of the listeners tonight are old enough to remember that point, that was just as we tumbled into a very unfortunate recession. We got there just in time. Just before investors really kind of pulled up the portcullis, as it were, and stopped investing. If we'd been another 6 months later, I don't think we would have got the investment. We went to see, you know, quite a lot of different people. The one thing I would say was there were investors who were interested investing in us, and we weren't interested in them. And they tended to be the ones that wanted to push us to promise more than we were comfortable with. So we'd spent several months putting this business plan together. We were really certain about what we were going to do with the, you know, what we were going to produce in terms of revenues and the profit. And we had some investors who would invest in us, but only if we promised that we could grow twice as quickly. And we had to be bold enough to say at that point, even before we'd launched the business, we're not taking the investment on that basis.
Well, let's take some calls in a moment. It's the Business Hour here on LBC. Emma Jones is here, founder of Enterprise Nation. Mike Souter, chairman of Shortlist and Stylist magazine. And, of course, interviewer on The Apprentice.
The LBC Business Hour.
With BT. Flexible business solutions that keep you connected.
LBC, it's the Business Hour. Emma Jones is here and Mike Souter, and we're taking your calls 0345 6060 973 if you'd like to talk about your business idea or the business you've actually got up and running. David in Finchley. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hi, David. What would you like to say?
Well, basically, I'm teaching people how to trade, and what it is, I could do the marketing and everything, that's okay, but the problem is, I meet other entrepreneurs, and I can, go to, you can meet up with other entrepreneurs and get other ideas.
You want to meet other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, like a bubble, we can meet other people.
Okay, yeah. Does that sort of thing...
Oh, my goodness, every night of the week. Did you say... So you're in Finchley, you're in London.
Yeah.
Every night of the week. So are you looking, David, as to where you go to find these meetups?
Yes. It's my first time calling, so I'm a bit nervous. Sorry about that.
Oh, bless you. Well, I'm waiting to get you to go to a meetup then. You won't be nervous at all when you do this face-to-face. So have a look at a couple of websites. One is called meetup.com, which shows loads of meetups, which tend to be quite specific. So there'll be meetups for people who are like WordPress bloggers. There'll be meetups for people who are social media experts. Also have a look at a website called Eventbrite, which is full of events that are happening, mainly business events that are happening all across London. So have a look on those sites, because there's definitely going to be things for you. What did you say your business did?
Well, basically, I teach people how to trade. Like in Forex's and binary.
Oh.
And and that's what I do. So obviously, I'm learning how to do trade properly. There's a lot of people who do trade, they don't understand the market.
Okay. And do you want to meet people who are in your sector or people who are not in the foreign exchange trade business?
Entrepreneurs, if I can be in that kind of, I trade, I do a lot of work on my own. And because I'm like one man.